So why do you need an RSS feed? Why do you even need a website for your podcast? These are the things we're going to be talking about today on Podcast Dojo.
Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo!
Hey there, buddy. Hello and welcome to Podcast Dojo, the show that inspires those wanting to start a podcast to find their passion and start recording, coach those recording to master their niche, and to cheer the podcasting community on as podcasting grows more and more popular each and every day. I am your host, Brian, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to sit down and have a listen, or be driving and have a listen, or whatever it is you happen to be doing, and have a listen to what's going on in the world of podcasting and how you can and discuss reasons and items and trends and topics and kerfuffles like what we're talking about today. We had a big old kerfuffle happen on one of the podcasting discussion sites. And that was Cricket coming down the stairs, our basset hound of all grace and such. So, but anyhow, podcasting in the living room, so much fun. So, but anyhow, got a couple things we want to talk about, and had one of the things you want to do is you want to find out where your niche is, because you find topics to talk about of whatever your topic of show is about. In my case, came across our topic today by a Facebook community that there was a discussion that cropped up a little bit ago about, because the podcast awards had just opened or were about to open, and they had a big discussion. Well, actually, someone had posted up a question and kind of complaining, and I took it as complaining and belly aching about there's. Why do you it's not fair that you get not disqualified, but you get points taken off if you don't have a website, and points taken off if you don't have an RSS feed. And why do you even need both on your front page? Or why do you even need an RSS feed on your front page? And this caused a whole bunch of podcasters are opinionated to begin with. So you get a whole bunch of opinionated people together, and all of a sudden, you know, you start, something gets said, something else gets said, someone's toe gets stepped on, someone's eye gets poked. Next thing you know, Ric Flair comes running into the area, body slams somebody, and the whole thing just goes downhill fast. So fast that you can't even find the discussion anymore. One of the moderators said, enough, and closed it and got rid of it and dropped it off. And, well, now it is just all part of the myth that happens in the podcasting community and in Facebook. So, but anyhow, got to see it and read it a little bit and watch what was happening long enough to go, hey, there's a topic to be discussed there. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Basically, why do you need what is an RSS feed? Which we kind of discussed earlier in around, I think, episode 9, 10. I'll have a link to that on the show notes. But where do you need to have that RSS feed placed? Do you even need to have it showing? And more than likely, most people are going to already have the idea and know that, and I'm not even going to bury the lead, folks. Yes, you need to have an RSS feed. Now, there is another podcast about podcasting that has gone out there and said, well, you don't really need one. You're right. And Paul is very much correct. You don't have to have a website. You don't have to have that. You don't have to have your RSS feed out there. But we'll discuss as to why I believe it's a pretty good idea to go ahead and have one. I think you need to have a website, and you need to have, and well, actually, let's change that. It's not a website. You actually at least need to have a domain name. All right. And we'll get into that. But to start off with, I wanted to talk about the RSS feed portion, because one of the big questions or comments was, you don't have to points knocked off on the nomination rounds, and you get points knocked off for not having your RSS feed, a link to your RSS feed on your homepage. And when I say homepage, I mean you go to podcastdojo.com, press enter, boom, that's your homepage. That's the first page that you've seen. That's the home page for Podcast Dojo. And if you go there, you see a couple different places where you can get the RSS feed. Up at the top, I've got the subscribe icons and sites for Facebook and iTunes and Stitcher. I also have RSS feed for the whole site, so you get the articles and the podcast feeds, and then a podcast feed only. And then, thanks to the wonders of PowerPress, you also see a blue box that's got three different colored bars in there. One saying iTunes, one saying RSS, and one saying, I believe, more. I'd have to double check on that it's pouring out of my mouth. But either way, you've got these three bars, and those give you, again, link to iTunes and also links to the RSS feed for the podcast itself. But why do you even have to have that? Well, I am one of those few podcasters about podcasting that is out of the ordinary. Now, I'm not saying everybody else is the same, because no, Dave Jackson has a completely different style than Cliff Ravenscraft. And you have Mike Dell, who has nothing near any similarities in his style as to what Dave and Cliff do. And I am different than what Daniel Lewis does and all the other podcasters about podcasting. We all have our own little way of giving out the same information. We have a different view. We have a different form of delivery. What I actually am getting at is I'm one of the rare podcasters about podcasting who actually use Android. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, you're right. It's shocking. I know everybody else is always talking about, well, I'm using the iPhone. I'm using the Boss Jock app this time I'm an Android user. Now, granted, this is for the next coming 2 years, I'm fixing to be an iPhone user because I'm needing to try it out. Not to mention iPhone finally realized that, hey, there's some people who like to have bigger screens, and using that little postage stamp screen as a touch. I mean, I've got man hands and trying to hit a link on touchscreen phone on the little iPhones was next to impossible. It was tap, tap, oh, dad, come in. Where's the back button? And you couldn't, it was a pain in the butt. So I've used, now I'm not as big, I don't use the Note series of phones, but I'm fixing to go for a phablet. I am fixing to go for the iPhone 6 Plus, but I have actually a rather unique view as to why you need to have an RSS feed on your site. And why you want to have it easy for people to find. Because that is the main reason you have a podcast, is you want people to be able to find your show. You want people to be able to listen to what you have to say to the world. You want the people who know about you or have heard about you and want to get to know about you, they got to have a way to be able to get to your site and to be able to apply your feed to their whatever podcast player they happen to be using. Now, I am a Pocket Cast person. A lot of the shows that you have are available through Pocket Cast. Not all, though. I still come across several where, that sounds like a good show to try out. So I'll try it out and I'll type it in the name of the show. Go to look. Nothing found. Well, crud. Well, what that means for me is that I actually have to go off and do a search for the website. Okay. So this is the reason why, also ties into the reason why you need to have a website. Go to the website, look for the show, find the website. If they have one, I've come across a couple that I can't even find the website. Do a search, find it, go to their site. And there's a lot of times it's WordPress. So if I can't find the name of the show or can't find the RSS feed for the show, which does happen a lot still. Not as often as it used to, but it still happens quite a bit. I then have to look. If I can't find the show, then I'll actually look to see if there's if the website is a WordPress site. 9 times out of 10, it is. So I can just, and the way I check is I just go ahead and do a whack wp-admin. If that pulls up, yay, hey, it's a WordPress site. Because a lot of times they take all that information out of the footer. So we don't know for a fact, and I'm doing it through my phone. So looking at the source code doesn't do me any good there either. So if it is, then I'll just go enter in, and it usually works. Put in a /feed/podcast, poof, voila. There we go. We've got an RSS feed, got the podcast in there, and I am set. Things are looking great. Things are all right in the world. But then there's times, and here recently there was one that's a coaching show that I was wanting to listen to, and there's no RSS feed. Okay. They've got WordPress. All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I put it in there. Still doesn't work. I go to their site and I actually look a little closer at their site. And I see that their players that they have on there are a bunch of SoundCloud players. I was like, oh God, no, we've got SoundCloud. No, they were just using the SoundCloud player. I actually had to go take a different, an extra 3 steps after that. I had to go look up a RSS feed extractor that would go and find the iTunes. You had to put in the iTunes URL into this RSS feed extractor. That pulls the RSS feed out of that. So that you can then take that RSS feed, put it into Pocket Cast or whatever other cast you want for it to actually be able to pull things up and be able to see it and be able to subscribe to that. Way too much work to find out that they are actually a Libsyn show. They're hosted on Libsyn. Way too much work. And you can try searching through Libsyn, but once you find the podcast in the Libsyn directory, guess what? There's no subscribe button in the Libsyn directory. So there's a little issue on that. So you still can't subscribe to it or get the RSS feed for that particular show. So you want to make sure that you put your RSS feed. If you don't want it, say you've got a beautiful intro landing page as your homepage. You've got it beautifully laid out, beautifully stated. It's that cascading parallax style. Just looks great. And you don't want to mess it up with a big old ugly orange RSS feed logo stuck on there. All right, fine. I get it. It screws up the flow of everything. All right. Then go on. When you click on the podcast page, put it on there. Have it listed over on the left side or the right side at the very bottom at the footer. There are a lot of times on WordPress down at the bottom, they have a feeds button. Or you can put in a feeds button and have a feed somewhere located in there. Because if you don't, yes, iTunes does 75% of most of the downloads. I think that's what it is. Something along those lines. Anyhow, it's almost like 3-1. Or no, it's like 5. Every Android download, there's like 5 Apple downloads. All right. So it's like 5-1 or 1-5 or whatever, however you do the ratio of those stuff. And that's a lot. Okay. Considering that there are 4 times as many Android phones out in the whole, if you go to the whole world, there are 4 or 5 times more Android phones than there are iOS phones. But iOS has the market share in podcasting. So a lot of people just automatically assume that no one in Android is using podcasts. Well, I'll let you know, I'm subscribed to over 100 different podcasts myself. 30 of them, or not 30 of them, I forget exactly, but the vast majority of what I subscribe to are podcasts about podcasting, whether they actually are doing shows or they've pod-faded inconsequential. I'm subscribed to a whole lot of shows. And so you want to be able to give all your potential listeners the ability to get to your feed. So they can subscribe and so they can follow and so they can hear that message that you want to give out. Because everybody's always hollering, how do I get more listeners? Well, it's easy. Well, it's not easy, but it's easier to get more listeners when you actually allow your people to listen to your show. So you have a link to Pocket Cast. You have your RSS feed stuck out there prominently. Boom, right there in your face, just red out of go. It's not really going to ugly up your show all that much. If you think it does ugly it up, you might be surprised as to how well it blends in with the rest of your site. So you want to make sure that you have that link. And you don't have to have just this orange link that's with the RSS feed logo and a microphone slapped on it or anything like that. You can just have an RSS. You can have iTunes and an icon, whatever icon you want, and slap the iTunes icon and have it just linked to the iTunes. And you can do the same for the RSS feed. And you can make that feed. You can make it an upside down canary if you want to. It doesn't matter. It's your choice. It's your website. You can have the RSS feed look however you want it to look. Just have it there. Because there are a lot of us Android users who, in frustration, and I go through a lot to find an RSS feed. There's a show I kind of want to see. If I hit that WordPress site and I'm like, and I don't see the link. Actually, a lot of times if it's, and depending on how badly I want to see it, if I type it into Pocket Cast and then it doesn't show up, it sounded kind of interesting, but I'm not that interested. Guess what? Well, my quest for your show stops there. So you want to be, as Pat Flynn says, everywhere. Add your show to every directory you can possibly think of, even if you don't think you qualify, because if you don't, all they'll do is they won't add you. But then again, you might be able to fly under the radar and still get into, you know, She Podcasts directory if you're a dude. Now, I'm not saying go hit their site, because Elsie and Jessica work their tails off to get that incredible directory put up. And that's the directory of women. And if you haven't ever checked it out, check it out. And even guys, go look at it, because, you know, it's always good to have the secondary view. And because you may be getting told something by a bunch of guys and doing this. And then all of a sudden you get the fresh view and the different point of view that is always put out by a woman. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, look at that. Because they have such a different way to look at stuff. And a lot of the women podcasters they put out some quality shows. There's a couple, three that I listen to, not just besides the She Podcasts and the feed, which both have Elsie in there, but there's a couple others that are just top notch. And so recommend, yeah, go check out She Podcast. You can do a quick search for it and be able to find that. But anyhow, let's pull ourselves up out of that little rabbit hole real fast. And just when you're looking at podcasts and you're looking at, when it comes to Android users and even Windows Phone users, Windows Phone users, actually, they have their own podcast app, but that podcast app actually is using Bing's search, and if Bing sees that there is a website that has an RSS feed that has podcasts mentioned in it, guess what? It's getting put into the podcast app that's on Windows Phone. So for the Bing spider to be able to find your feed on your site, you're going to need that there. You're going to need to have a link. You're going to need to have that RSS feed there and a link to it so that they can find it. Because it's not going to, it does a good job of trying to find the different links and try to guess different items for your links. But it finds it the easiest when it goes RSS. That must be an RSS feed, and it's linked over to this. It's an XML file. And hey, look at that. What do you know? We got our feed and we got it all. We're going to link that one over to the podcast app. So make sure you're making it easy for your listeners and your potential listeners, because they won't go through the trouble of finding a show if they really, really want to, or as much as I really, really want to. A lot of them will just go, and they will hit the stops. They will hit a dead end, and they'll just go, I guess they don't want me bad enough. It sounded like a good show. I may check it out on Stitcher sometime. May. And so, help them out. And with websites, and we'll go ahead and progress over to the website section. That is your home, so to speak, on the web. And you want to be able to have your name associated with it. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I get it. It costs money. Oh, wow. I am the king of doing it as cheap as possible. But you know what? You still got to cough up a little bit of money. It doesn't cost that much, $12 a year. And if you listen to WordPress plugins A to Z, you can actually get a year's worth of year's domain name for like $3, man. He throws out, Marcus Couch throws out a heck of a deal through GoDaddy. And I'm sure there's probably those that are going, oh God, I ain't about to use GoDaddy. I'm like, okay, go use Hover or whatever other domain registry you want to use. But it doesn't cost that much. It's not going to cost you $300 a year or even $50 a month. It's not even going to cost you $12 a month. It's a whole year. You got to break that out to $1 a month. If you can't afford $1 a month, then, dude, what are you doing on the internet? Or better yet, if you really want to take the level of your internet service, take it down a level and take that extra money and apply it to your website. Get a domain name. I'm not saying you have to go out and get hosting and do this. Get a domain name with your show top name, podcastdojo.com. That is a domain name. That is your URL, universal relocating link. Relocation link, I believe is what URL stands for. It is basically, that is your address. That is who you are. That Google goes, I'm looking for people who've got podcasting. Well, Podcast Dojo, holy smokes, that's podcast in there. That's probably somebody about podcasting or about, at least if anything, about it's got a podcast in there. And so it's going to use that as a little bit of a link and a little bit of juice, extra juice and credit to your site that, hey, this is what this topic is about. If your fans are wanting to be able to see, be able to get information that you talked about, they need to be able to hit a site. Now, Paul Culligan uses Tumblr. He's got the podcast report redirects to a Tumblr page. And that's fine. The podcast report is his product. And his product is, all you have to do is type in thepodcastreport.com. And guess what? Boof, voila, you're over there at his Tumblr page. And you can see everything that he talks about. It works that way. He's got his name. He's got his address. He's got who he is up on the net. And he's got an RSS feed. He's doing it right. You have to have, you don't have to have, in air quotes, have to have a website. But if you want to be found, if you don't want to just sit around going, well, gee whiz, no one's finding me. Well, that's because there's no place for people to find you at. You got to be someplace for someone to find you. And if you're not anywhere, how are they going to find you if you're not found, if you don't have a place to be found? If you're going to say, here's a good example. Say you go from your wherever it is you live right now, okay? You decide, you know what? I'm going to move to San Diego. Everybody else, Pat Flynn lives out there. I'd like to run into him once or twice, just say hi. Well, you move out there. Well, where's your mail going to go? How's everybody going to get you? You have to have an address. All right. Wherever it is you move to, you're going to have an address. If not, you're homeless. And you really aren't going to be keeping a whole heap of lot with you because you don't have any place to store it. You can as easily have a domain name and redirect it over to your Libsyn account and have your access to your just use the Libsyn, default Libsyn website if you want to. It works. That's a site. That's a home for your show notes to go. Yes, I understand. Show notes are a pain in the backside. That's the reason this one here has come out a couple days late, because I ran into problems typing my show notes. But it's come down. It's coming down. The show came out either way. I keep talking. But you've got to have, you really want to have a place for your fans to be able to see what was that, if you have a PlayStation, what was the name of that game they were talking about? That just sounds so incredible. They can go over and go to the incredible video game show. All right. And it was, they can look it up and go, oh yeah, there it is. And it's only for Xbox and I got a PlayStation 4. Dadgum. Oh well, maybe they'll come out with one later. So, and they can get that information, be able very easily get it, and it will help you look more authoritarian. Now, I'm not meaning authoritarian in overbearing and a know-it-all. I'm not meaning it like that, but you have more authority in what your topic of discussion is. So have that website. And when you have that website, make sure you have the RSS feed. Besides, you can't have a podcast unless you have an RSS feed. That is kind of one of the main qualifiers for a podcast is that have an RSS feed with specific enclosures attached. If not, it's just an internet show that people have a hard time downloading through. And if you have is an iTunes and you wonder why, and the reason why you only have iTunes is because, well, no one from Android listens. Well, that's probably because everybody who does a podcast, and I'm not meaning everybody, but you know, the majority of people on podcasting who do podcasts think only iTunes. Yes, it is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. It is the place you must, well, you know, you don't even must, but it's a place that is very highly recommended to put your show. But then there's the thumbs up directory. There's a whole bunch of directories that you want to make sure that your show's in. The Pocket Cast, the Downcast, the Shoutcast, and the Atcast, and that cast, and all the other podcast directories that are out there. Go to Rob Walsh's podcast 411. Look at his directory of directories and just start just go down the line. Make a day of it. Won't even take that long because some of them are German speaking and your show's not German. So you're not going to have to worry about that. Some are very specific and they say, hey, you have to be from the UK. Well, you can listen to my voice and know I am not from the UK at all. So you know which ones you can and can't go to. Of course, you might also try going into those different directories, just not the chic podcast directory, because, well, unless you're a woman and then you want to be in there. Definitely want to be in there for that, because that's a very small group, and so you'll stand out even more. So this show is going to be is kind of short, but that's, in a nutshell, you really need to have that RSS feed. Because there are Android users like me who are trying to get the word out that, hey, we listen to podcasts too. I'm trying to educate everybody who I work with. Hey, what podcast do you listen to? What's a podcast? I still get those. What's a podcast? Well, I don't know. There's nothing there that interests me. Try it. And there's only a few of them that actually use iPhones who I work with. Most of them are Android. So, and with the popularity of Serial and Serial's trying to come up with their second season already. You're going to have a lot more people interested each time. And so how are they going to find your show? Especially if they are Android users. Help them out. Help a brother out. Why not? And put that RSS feed someplace over on one of the side columns or down at the bottom in the footer. Just have podcast RSS feed. Put it in the bottom. Most people who are used to looking for RSS feeds know to look on the left-hand side, the right-hand side, and at the bottom. Or if it's in a weird spot, a lot of times the orange square that's got the little RSS symbol in it. You might find your show starts growing a lot faster when you have those in there. Don't just rely on iTunes like David Lee Roth does. Get a leg up. You could actually outdo even David Lee Roth. Diamond Dave is only on iTunes. You can't get him any other way other than in iTunes. He's really got a bad piece of information, a really bad piece of advice from somebody. And that's sad because I would like to have been able to listen to him, but I don't have iTunes. Of course, I did come across an article earlier today talking about Apple is looking at putting iTunes on Android. If they do that, holy smokes, rock on. You might actually see us grow. So think about that. As you're trying to decide, how do I improve my audience? How do I grow my audience? Well, you have an RSS linked on your website. If not, try that out for 6 months and see how, and then look at the growth on your stats. And then let me know. If you have a topic, if you want to have an idea or a thought about this discussion, you can go to podcastdojo.com/027 and be able to throw a comment out there. Let me know, am I on track or am I off track? And I'd love to have that discussion. And while you're over at Podcast Dojo, if you go to podcastdojo.com/love, put out a pre-populated tweet and let your followers know that you listen to Podcast Dojo also. That would be an amazing little help. And if you want to get a hold of me, leave a comment, ask a question, anything like that, you can do all that by going to podcastdojo.com/links. And now everything else that you could possibly need to get a hold of me, find me, talk to me, or what, Podcast Dojo. That is the website, the central hub of the website. Soon we'll have other goodies and products and services available there. They are in the works. And I want to thank you for listening again. And hope your rest of your week is a great one. And we will see you later on, all right? So till then, go tell the world who you are.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network, heyrolling.com.